Now, confession, I'm not usually the biggest fan of true crime series. They have their place. I know they're very popular, but I guess we get enough of the real thing in my line of work that when I get home and want to relax, that's the last thing I want to see more of at home. But a week or two ago, a publicist tipped me off about a new local true crime series that was coming to Showmax. And he said to me, trust me, you need to watch this. Just watch one episode on preview and you will understand what I'm talking about. And he was absolutely right. The story is just so utterly bizarre and has so many twists and turns to it, I could not stop watching until I had binged all four of the episodes. The series I'm talking about is called Devilsdorp, and it deals with a spate of killings in Krugersdorp in the mid-2010s. They were initially not connected to one another, and the story of how police eventually pieced together the web of murder and fraud and manipulation that held all of these crimes together makes for just the most compelling viewing, as shocking and unsettling as it is to contemplate. This is Showmax's first original true crime documentary series, and it is my great pleasure to have joining us on the virtual couch today the journalist who is a key narrative figure in this series, Jana Marx. She's also the author of the book The Krugersdorp Cult Killings, Inside Cecilia Steyn's Reign of Terror. As I mentioned, she is the person who narrates the entire series. And Jana, it's wonderful to have you on the show today. Thank you very much for making time for us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great joining you. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, I am too, because I bet there's going to be huge response to this series, Jana. It is just such an extraordinary story that you have shared. Yep. How did you come to have such deep knowledge of this horrifying murder spree? Were you covering it for the local press at the time it was happening?
Yes, I was covering the court proceedings since May 2018. And at that stage, I was a court reporter, so I had several cases that I covered during the week. And when I started covering that specific one, I was like, I couldn't believe what I was seeing and what I was reading in the indictment. So, yeah, I was hooked, and it became part of my life for years afterwards.
I mean, you make a comment in the very first episode, right at the start, that you have never heard a story like this before. And, Jana, I couldn't help as I watched it thinking that if a writer was to take this script to a publisher and say, here is a book I think you should publish, the publisher would say, this is nonsense. Readers are never going to believe that this actually happened. And yet it is an actual true story. Look, we've got to walk a delicate line here of not giving away too much of the story. We want our listeners to watch it for themselves. But let's just take a broad overview. This started back in around about 2012 with crimes that were originally dubbed the Satanic Murders, because it did appear at the time that there was some kind of occult relationship to them. But those crimes weren't solved in Krugersdorp in 2012. It was only in 2016 when then a second spate of murders began that were dubbed the Appointment Murders that people started realizing something is very, very wrong here. Talk to us about that point in 2016, what was happening and what the impact was on the town's psyche.
Exactly. You can imagine by 2016, there were already 11 murders committed over these 4 years. And it's quite strange in such a smallish community. And the police got extreme pressure from the community to solve this crime because they haven't had any success till then. And then they decided to start a task team and to appoint one detective to actually work on some of the cases to see if he can link them, because at that stage you had a cop on every case, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, as he started the investigation, one thing led to another, and he just realized, but oh my word, 11 murders over the past 4 years are all connected to Cecilia Steyn and her cult called Electus Pedaeus, named, that's English for chosen by God. So yeah, 2016, finally we had a turning point, and all of them were arrested and successfully convicted and sentenced last year.
Okay, so all of that is public knowledge already. I mean, I remember being aware of these cases and the headlines that our colleagues were sharing from 702 in Joburg, and sort of thinking how bizarre, you know, you don't expect to hear satanic cult killings from a town like Krugersdorp. But I mean, it is so bizarre. What is so bizarre about this, Jana, is that the people who were drawn into committing these crimes were drawn out of a group of absolutely devout Christians who were manipulated into thinking that they were actually busy trying to protect somebody from a satanic cult. as I said, again, it, you know, if you put that in a book as a work of fiction, you'd be laughed for making a plot like that. I don't want to say too much that will give away the plot of what happened, but really, I think it's fair to say this is a story that speaks to the power of an individual to manipulate people and to exploit their faith, doesn't it?
Yeah, and also the manipulation by using religion, I mean, as an institution. And I mean, I myself, I'm religious, and the religion that's been professed by these people are not any of the religions that I can associate with.
Yeah.
So that's just to give an idea what measures can be taken to actually manipulate people. I can say there are interviews that blew my mind. Not even, I don't want to give away as much as you said, but not even only from the family side and so on, but interviews that really give you perspective in what happened there, what happened inside the minds of the people that committed these crimes, and inside the mind of Cecilia Stein, who led this whole cult and manipulated them. And I think there's a fine line where people are quickly to say, okay, yeah, shame, she manipulated a lot of people to commit crimes, but all of those people are murderers. Mm. And at some point they realized, okay, I mean, this is not okay. I mean, you and I, we just know it's not okay to walk around and kill people. So even if they were in a cult and manipulated as they were, this can't exonerate them from what they did. And that's one thing this documentary focuses on. I really appreciate that from my side with the back knowledge, the background, is the fact that they really delve into the minds of these people to try to understand how they thought, how they operated, why they did what they did.
And you have the extraordinary circumstance of having a lot of evidence to support and help you understand that, because you've got footage from the trial, which was used in this documentary. You've had extremely close access to the people involved, to their family members, to the surviving family of victims who were targeted by this cult. I mean, you would have spoken to a lot of those people, if not all of them, in the writing of your book, Jana. Was it easy, having done that, to get them to be part of the documentary series as well? I would imagine some people, it would be very difficult to face a camera and talk about your own child being pulled into a cult like this, for example.
Yeah, I think it was difficult. I mean, from the beginning, when I started to conduct the interviews for the book as well, there's always that sensitivity. You know, you are writing a book, you want the information, but you realize you're sitting here with people that are really, really heartbroken. The devastation that this cult, the devastation that caused in Krugersdorp and in these families' lives, is just immense. Mm. So, from the starting point, I started to just build a relationship with them. We started with a short contact, just give me a comment here, are you still okay? Because when you walk a path with someone for so long, you create new friendships.
Yeah.
And it's not just the family member of the victim anymore. It's, you know, it's someone that you get to know and someone that you actually care about. And I think that's just one of the benefits of really working, delving into the facts of a thing. It's not just facts on face value. You get to know the people behind it.
Yeah.
So when we finally reached the production of the documentary, it wasn't that difficult anymore, because I trusted the people trusted me. And I said, you know what? I've had long sit downs and talks with the production team. They shared my vision, and my vision was to portray the truth, not sensationalize this, and to literally, you know, I didn't want a situation where people are just trying to make money from someone's heart sore. And that wasn't what the idea that I got from the production team from the very start. So I was really open to the idea. I was really open to connecting with the sources, and the sources had really just good things to share after an interview. It was really done very, very professionally.
I agree, having seen it. Thank you for that. Just to recap for those who might have joined us late to the conversation, my guest is Jana Marks, who is a journalist who worked on the case of the Krugersdorp killings, who sat in on the court proceedings, who wrote a book about it called The Krugersdorp Cult Killings, and who is now the narrative figure in a new true crime documentary series about these cases, which will start airing on Showmax from tomorrow. Jana, One of the other journalists who participates in the series was affected by her work on this story in a most unexpected way. That's all I'm going to say. We need to leave it for the viewers to discover what that is for themselves. What about the impact on you personally? It's gruesome material to be dealing with. These are heartbroken families that you were speaking to day in and day out, and some absolutely diabolical people whose crimes you were investigating. What was the impact on you personally?
Yeah, again, when you just go to court, you cover proceedings, you do it as you do your normal job from day to day. But as you start to delve deep into the facts and learn to know the people, it starts growing on you, and it definitely affects you. You can't, I mean, you're still a human being, even though you are a journalist. And yeah, I had days when I just had to, I think it was about two or three days during the court proceedings. I think there were 60 days in total. And it's about 2 or 3 days in between that I just took a break. A news editor was really understanding, and he said, okay, it's fine. And I had to debrief sessions myself because, yeah, the moment you start looking at these pictures, you start interpreting the police dockets and actually go behind the facts that was presented in court. These things become extremely real, and it can be like a sort of a secondary trauma. So yeah, that was something I had to work through. And I can tell you, the moment I finished the book, it was great to just have a breather for a while before we started the documentary. And even though I have the background, even though I did thorough research, when we started with the documentary, it was still an emotional process because you relive it. And when I watched clips back or whatever, you know, it's different to see and hear and experience the cold facts on paper. It's different than just reading it. So it's still an emotional thing for me. Even when I binge watched the episodes, there were times that I just needed to, you know, get up, just walk, take a walk and come back or whatever. I literally couldn't sit there for 4 hours and watch it all through. I couldn't. I just think I'm too close to it.
Look, I watched it one episode a day for 4 straight days, and I don't think I could have done more than that because it is difficult content to engage with. But you have done such a great job in the storytelling, Jana. I really have to salute you for a very compelling piece of documentary making that I'm sure listeners are going to find absolutely fascinating, as horrifying as it is in the nature of the crimes, and to know that these things happened in our own country among people who look like us and speak like us and could have been our next door neighbors. That is a very hard thing to imagine, but you've done a fine job in the telling. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today to talk about the experience of making the series.
Thank you so much, Pippa. Jana, have a good day.
You too. Keep well. Jana Marks, the narrative figure in the documentary series, which is called Devil's Dorp. Now, it drops on Showmax tomorrow. You are going to be able to binge all 4 episodes together if you want to. My experience was I needed some breathing space between them. It's not easy material to be thinking about. And even though it's been told in a very respectful and non-sensationalized way, it's in both English and Afrikaans. The Afrikaans bits have got English subtitles for those who don't speak Afrikaans. It's easy to follow. 4 episodes of 1 hour each, and there is an age restriction of 16, and I would say it's there for a good reason, and I would respect that if I were you. So Devil's Dorp is the series, directed by David Enright. It starts on Showmax tomorrow, the 29th of July.